In this podcast, Police Sergeant Scott McGarrigle, a virology graduate from Warwick, talks about his career so far with West Midlands Police and offers advice for potential applicants to the police service about the application process and the opportunities for career development that exist within the service.
First of all, I'll just tell you a bit about myself. I joined West Midlands Police in 2001. I did my virology degree from 1997 to 2000. Joined in 2001 and I did 2 years probation, where I was basically put onto the response car. So I had to drive to every job you can imagine, basically, with my blue lights on and my sirens going, which was absolutely fantastic, and I would wholeheartedly recommend it. Once I did my 2 years probation, I spent some time on a crime fighting team, which basically looks at community problems and you look at how you can solve those, working with partner agencies such as housing associations, the council and so forth. I then went for promotion, got promoted in 2005, and I'm a sergeant now, and I've just changed divisions. I've just gone to Handsworth Division in central Birmingham and basically lead a neighbourhood policing team there, which you might have heard about in the news. Basically, every community has to have a neighbourhood policing team by 2008. West Midlands Police itself, one of the biggest and progressive police forces in the UK. It used to be one of the worst performing when I left Warwick, but it's now one of the best. It's the best performing police force outside of London. We employ over 13,000 employees, 8,200 of those are police officers. And the general gist of what we do is we protect life and property. We respond to calls from the public 24 hours a day. We improve safety, security and quality of life. That's the sort of work that I get involved in. And we try and maintain the public's respect for our role in upholding the rule of the law. Why join the police service? There's a lot of reasons. It would take me hours to sit here and explain why I think you should join the police. It's not for everybody, but there are a lot of good reasons. West Midlands Police itself, we say we recruit only the best people to become officers. The process itself is very extensive, which I'll come on to in a little bit. We're also investors in people. We've been accredited with IIP status, and because of the care we take over staff, basically, and we encourage further education as well. You can actually do degrees through the police. I'm looking at doing a master's in the next couple of years, or maybe even an MBA. And we're committed to fair and equal treatment of all employees. The stages of recruitment, it says here police officers on PCSO. Does everybody know what a PCSO is? Community Support Officer. They basically come about during the Police Reform Act 2002, whereby we now have community wardens, if you like, who are employed by the police service who work alongside police officers. This is how the recruitment happens. You basically complete your application form, and then that goes through a paper sift stage. If you're not suitable at the application form, they'll just tell you that you're not suitable, basically. If you decided you are suitable at that stage, you'll be asked to attend an assessment centre at Lloyd House in central Birmingham, whereby it's basically a day of exercises. You've got two written exercises, a role play exercise, whereby you'd think it would be police role plays, but it's not. They put you in a situation whereby you're maybe like a leisure pool attendant or something like that, and somebody's got a problem and you've got to try and solve it for them. And that's how that works. You do like five role plays there. You've got a competency interview with a number of senior officers from the police. And the police initial recruitment test, which is countrywide, which basically involves literacy and numeracy tests. If you pass those, you then have security checks conducted on you, basically counter-terrorist checks. If that's all clear, you then go for your medical examination. Once that's done, comes the hard bit, the physical competence assessment. Very hard. You've got 3 minutes 45 seconds to do an assault course 3 times. It is quite difficult, but it's not impossible. There's a lot of people that do get through it. If you complete all that, then they'll give you a job offer for West Midlands Police. Now, the amount of time that it takes the recruitment stage to go through varies. When I joined in 2001, I applied in July 2000 when I left Warwick. And it took 8 months for my application form to go through, so I worked at hospitality services for 8 months before I joined. Most recently I've been here, and it can take up to 2 years for the application form to go through. Now that's West Midlands Police, okay. We've got something like, we've always got 8,000 or 9,000 applicants in the pipeline every year. Now we only have 8,200 officers, and there's only a handful of vacancies every year. So it really is competitive to get in. But as I say, that's West Midlands Police. There are over 50 forces in the UK that you can apply to at the end of the day. Okay. What we look for in candidates are these seven, what we call behavioural competencies: effective communication, community and customer focus, personal responsibility, resilience, problem solving, respect for diversity and teamwork, and I'm not going to go into any great depth about that. You can download these from the National Police website if you're interested in joining the police. They tell you exactly what you need to be clued up on for the application process. Okay. Where would you be based? You can specifically ask for an area to be based in. That's what I did. I asked for the city centre or Wolverhampton, and they were good enough to accommodate that. So it depends on where you live, really. But they try and accommodate your wishes where they can. The most important part, what do you get out of it? Police officers start off at about £21,000 a year now, which is quite competitive for the public sector. I still think that the police is one of the best paying civil service jobs and has probably one of the best pension schemes as well. Once you've completed your 18 weeks training, you then go up to £22,770. And just to give you a flavour of what the salaries go up to, sergeants start on £34,000 a year, inspectors start on about £43,000 a year, superintendents on about £50,000, and it goes up and up and up. Your holiday, you get 21 days, you get public holidays as well on top of that. Any overtime you work is paid. You can also ask for it as time owing as well, so you can actually accrue extra days off if you want. The police service is excellent for that, basically. Promotion opportunities, they're vast, especially with West Midlands Police. We promoted 143 people last year, I think it was, of all ranks, up to and including Deputy Chief Constable. You get plenty of support with your exams and so forth that you've got to sit to become a sergeant or inspector. I certainly got plenty of support from my peers. So there's definitely room to progress. You're not stuck as a constable. You can progress either sideways or up the way if you like. Personal satisfaction. It depends what you want from the job yourself. A lot of people might be interested in the glamour of the job, racing to jobs with your blue lights on and so forth, just like it is in the bill. Or you might have personal satisfaction about the way that you've dealt with somebody who's requested help from the police. It's entirely down to what you want from it yourself, really. But what I can tell you is that it's a truly varied career, and I've seen some horrendous things in 6 years, and I've seen some brilliant things in 6 years, so it's a mixed bag, really. Any concerns you may have about whether you can join or whether you can't join, all those things there, glasses, lenses, tattoos, turban, I'm too short, I have a disability, I don't have any qualifications, I'm a lone parent and they will not let me work part-time, I'm a transgender, I'm a homosexual, if you're any of those, or you have any of those, it doesn't matter at all. We recruit such varied people in West Midlands Police, and I think diversity is one of our strengths at the end of the day, because it helps us relate with the public in general. We're very supportive of people in our organisation who are different.